The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Right now, it is the nephew with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, nephew?
Well, Shirley, this right here is for the eyelashes that's just too far out there. They just too far.
You don't mind lashes, but...
Yeah, I love lashes, but when they pass your nose, I mean, it's a situation. You know, it's a lot going on. So this right here is called lashing out. Lashing out. All right, cat dog, if you could.
Hey, it's lashing out. How can we lash out?
I'm trying to reach Bianca.
This is Bianca.
Hey, listen, my name is Brian. My wife Jamie come up there and get her eyelashes done. Who's the owner of this place?
I am Brian. What's going on?
Okay.
What's going on?
You're Bianca. You the one that owned the place?
I'm Bianca. I'm the owner. We opened about a year and a half ago. Proud, happy, black-owned, women-owned establishment. What can I do for you?
Okay, here's the deal. I'm sick and tired of my wife coming up there, and then when she get back home, she got these thick-ass eyelashes on, and they long as hell. You know, I mean, these eyelashes thicker than somebody's mustache. This is a damn shame, you know? Now, I done told her to take
Brian,
these.
Brian, say, hold up, Brian. Now, I may or may not be the person doing it, but I'm pretty sure probably that sounds familiar, but whoever... We have a lot of customers, but whoever comes in here, they pick their lashes. We you know, we collaborate, but the girls are saying what they want done. They pick it. So if they're thick, they're thick because they want them thick.
Okay, you know? Well, these are too thick and they too long. Your eyelashes ain't supposed to be sticking away out past your nose. That's a damn shame. But let me tell you what I'm getting at, though. Here's my reason for calling. If my wife come home one more time, say what?
Brian, can you simmer down? Because, I mean, I'm running a business here, and you sound crazy. They can hear you through the phone. The girls are looking at me in the chair. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Can you calm down? You're loud and screaming.
All I'm saying is if my wife come home with these long, thick-ass eyelashes again, I'm going to come up there and raise holy hell at that damn place. I'm telling you the truth about that.
Why are you threatening me? You are not coming up here.
I'm coming up there if my wife come home with them thick ass long eyelashes again. I am.
No, you're not coming up here. We just opened a year and a half ago. We are doing good. We don't need no drama from nobody. You need to talk to your wife. Fix your marriage. Don't come out here taking it.
Ain't nothing wrong with my marriage. The only thing wrong with my marriage is these damn thick ass eyelashes and they too long.
Well,
that's the
why are you calling me with this? See, now I'm yelling.
Because this is where she got her eyelashes done.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Then you need to talk to your wife. Okay, I need to calm down. I'm running a business here. What you trying to do? Sabotage me? What you work for the competition?
I ain't trying to sabotage nothing, but I tell you what, if she come home with these long, thick ass eyelashes again, I'm going to come up there, and I'm going to find all the violations of codes and everything, building codes, and I will get you shut down if we don't stop these long, thick ass eyelashes.
Okay, Brian, I'm from the South Side. So, motherfucker, you need to back up because now you're threatening my livelihood. Yes, I'm going to go there with you. You threatening my livelihood. You threatening the jobs of so many girls here. What are you doing? You need to talk to your wife and you need to back the fuck up. And I am sorry to curse. We try to keep it classy here, but now you're making me lash out from lash out. you need to back up. This is my job. And people have jobs. What are you doing? Threatening to come up here. I will call the cops on you, and you will not be able to come up here, and we will not let your wife get her eyelashes done. And you need to fix your marriage because you got some anger issues. Clearly, you pissed off at your wife, and you calling us threatening to ruin our business. Brian, what is your wife's name?
My wife's name is Jamie.
Okay. Does anybody in here know Jamie or do Jamie's lashes? Okay, it's like four girls raising their hand because everybody goes to somebody different. So I don't know who does Jamie's lashes, but you got some anger issues, okay?
I ain't got no anger issues. The only problem I got is my wife having some long, thick eyelashes, and they further out than her nose and thicker than somebody's mustache. That's what I got a problem with.
Okay, you know what? Jamie just needs to leave your ass, because if you got an issue, call her. Why are you calling us?
I'm calling the people that put... Why wouldn't I call the people that put the thick eyelashes on? Why wouldn't I?
Well, first of all, you need to talk to Jamie and send her up here. We're going to tell her that to leave your ass, first of all. Second of all, I cannot help you. You are interrupting my grinding, okay? You are interrupting our grinding. And we got a business going here. What is your problem? Can't you go do some work? Go and talk to your wife and fix your marriage.
I tell you what, Bianca. I tell you what. You're not trying to fix. No. You ain't trying to fix the problem. I'll be up there, and I will bring somebody that will shut that shit down.
Somebody call the cops right now. Call them now. Tell them somebody is coming up here and they threatening us and lash out. Call. See, they three girls calling right now. So bring your little up here, mother. Come on. Bring it up here.
Let me ask you something. Is Carmen up there?
Yeah, Carmen is sitting in my face right now. What is going on doing? You know him, Carmen? Why are you asking me about Carmen?
Where's Carmen at right now?
She's right here looking at me. What is going Carmen?
Is she laughing?
Hold on. Yeah, now she's starting to laugh. What is going on? Y'all got me looking crazy at my
Bianca, calm down, baby. Check this out. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girl Carmen got me to prank phone call you.
Oh my God. Carmen! Okay, you know what? Y'all got me out here looking bad. I cannot. Nephew Tommy, oh my God.
What's up, baby?
Oh, my God.
What's up, girl? I'm just lashing out a little bit. That's all. I'm just lashing out.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Nephew Tommy. I was acting crazy.
You got to tell the nephew what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land.
The one, the only Steve Harvey Morning Show. I love y'all.
And there you have it. I'm so glad y'all don't wear these kind of eyelashes, the ladies on this show. They not way out past your nose like that. I really appreciate that. I do.
But if I want to, though.
But if you want to, yeah. But when you come in here, I may have to take them off of you.
Take my lashes off.
I got
me
to see your eyes, girl, if we going to work. How's we going to work?
How attractive does he sound now to the lady that called in?
Marie?
Yeah, how cute. How you on sustainability?
Oh, you don't want me to be. You just hate my sexy. What is it about my sexy?
He doesn't want you to be sexy.
He don't like. Listen, I'm gonna be sexy at the New Jersey Pack. That's Saturday after Thanksgiving. That's me, Cheryl Underwood, my man, my frat brother, Finesse Mitchell, and the hilarious Dominique will be in the building. And I, Nephew Tommy, will be sexy as all get out. Sexy and funny at the same time. So tickets on sale right now. Y'all come hang out with us. All right. Just got through signing the paperwork. Nephew is going to be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Martin Luther King weekend. Just put it together. That's January 17, 18, 19. By the way, I will not be coming in on that Monday or Tuesday. I just want to let you know that now. But I'm at the Improv.
I already know that.
At the Improv, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I have not been to Milwaukee, so I'm excited about it. Martin Luther King weekends, January 17th through the 19th, Friday through Sunday. Tickets on, I don't know if they're on sale yet, but I'm just letting y'all know. I'll let you know when they're on sale. I just signed the paperwork yesterday. So just letting y'all know the nephew is coming to Milwaukee. Tickets going to be on sale.
Hey, man, are you walking?
What every day. Hey, he moving this.
What is you doing with your Zoom camera? So are you walking?
I don't owe you no Zoom respect. Like, I got to sit and be still for you. What do you... What do you want? Once again, right. I'm walking and I'm sexy and it's Bob.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.